USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal says materials show the killer had a desire to commit a mass murder.
The individual had a history of obsession with violent ideations to include mass shootings and had expressed a desire to commit a mass shooting.
11 people remain hospitalized in El Paso following Saturday's mass murders. At a hospital news conference on Tuesday, CEO David Shemp talks about their conditions.
Of the 11 patients that were brought to us, six of those patients remain in our care. Five are in stable condition, and one remains in critical condition.
President Trump is set to visit both Dayton and El Paso on Wednesday. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 312 points to close at 2630. The NASDAQ rose 107 points to close at 7833. The S&P gained 37 to close at 2882. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A key U.S. senator weighs in on the president's strategy in Afghanistan. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Reports are the Trump administration's getting ready to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan as it's reached an initial deal with the Taliban. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he's hoping the administration won't go too far with this move.
Every commander I've talked to, the intelligence community says that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are reemerging in Afghanistan, that if we withdraw all of our forces, they can hit us in the region and here at home. This is exactly what they told President Obama. It is not right to leave.
Graham was speaking on Fox News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman is leaving his post in Russia. Huntsman has submitted his resignation and will leave Moscow in early October. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Monday, the stock market lost over 700 points and the most it lost in one session in 2019. A lot of this stems from the escalations of trade between the United States and China. As far as what we can expect, Teddy Weisenberg is a trader and he tells Fox Business.
The market says, you know, Ashley, can deal with just about anything, good news, bad news, but clearly uncertainty, and the uncertainty that continues to be created around these tariff negotiations and all the difficult fallout from it clearly is not a positive for the market. It is quite possible that we are certainly short-term oversold here. You know, we have two major countries playing hardball with each other over a lot of issues, particularly trade. And, you know, I think we're going to be on the dark side of the moon here for a while, and I don't think it's the end of the world. I think it does create some interesting buying opportunities. But when you take a stock market that just a week ago was traded at all-time highs and you throw a lot of this renewed uncertainty or tariffs at it, you know, clearly it's a problem, at least short-term.
In other financial news, Perkins & Marie Callender's is filing for bankruptcy. The company made the announcement on Monday, a day after shutting down 29 restaurant locations. The company plans to sell its Perkins businesses and look for a potential buyer for its Marie Callender's restaurants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.